I might better pick up from the mics.
How's everyone doing?
Hello, Birmingham.
I'm Harris Kozer from Non-Sport Update Magazine.
I'm Paul Bynch from UK Carcast.
There's a couple of artists here today with us. Need a mic on down here? You tied in? There you go. Woo. All the way from Canada.
First ever British show.
Alright, is anyone here not familiar with Non-Sport Update Magazine? Well, this is a magazine for non-sport trading card collectors, Buffy, Star Trek, Heroes Lost, things like that. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. Our 20th anniversary is actually out. We have a stand over at C3. This is our current issue. We actually get a, We have a special variant issue, which is similar to a regular issue. This is a special version we did just for a couple of UK shows. It's available for sale over at the Non-Sport Update table. And each of the magazines come with trading cards, and there's a price guide inside to find out the values of your cards that have been issued. Coming up from us will be our next issue will be out in January, and we're featuring Lost, the new Lost series from Rittenhouse Archives on the cover, Lost seasons 1 through 5. And after that, we'll be featuring the Marvel 70th anniversary series, also from Rittenhouse. That'll be our issue that comes out in March. And what else can I tell you? We're actively doing updates on Facebook and a few on Twitter. So if anybody's interested in getting updates on what's going on in World Trading Cards, you have to log on to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/nonsportupdate. And that is about it. We have some specials and things that we'll go over, I guess, at the end. But for now, does anybody have any questions about what's coming up from the magazine? Yes. Sorry.
Supernatural?
Supernatural. Will there be any more Supernatural?
First time it's so close. Have we done Supernatural cards in the past? So
I'll go down there.
We don't actually do the cards. We do the magazine about what's going on in trading cards, and we do the price guide, which prices out the cards. There have been a lot of Supernatural cards over the years, but the license right now is kind of in limbo. Were you the one asking at the table before?
I think I said that's a couple of ladies here with
last time. Oh, okay, it's you. Okay, so the license is kind of in limbo right now. Warner Brothers holds that, and from what we understand, they're not really all that interested in trading cards right now, unless it's a humongous thing like Harry Potter or something like that. So maybe if a lot of you guys let them know that there's interest in more Supernatural trading card series, perhaps they'll let it go. Because I know there are some trading card companies who would like to do more Supernatural cards, but it's really up to Warner Brothers to get them the go-ahead. Because if they're not interested, then we can do it. Good idea.
Good idea, buddy.
is Supernatural pretty big here?
Yes.
Yeah? Are you guys on the same season as the United States? Okay. Well, I'll take that under consideration. Let's see what we can do. Okay, thank you. I'm going to turn this over to Paul about the podcast here in a minute, but until I do that, anybody else have any questions about non-sport update or non-sport update card talk? Okay. Oh, it's my Twitter?
Twitter, I did.
It's actually my name, which is Harris Tozer, so it's twitter.com, Harris Tozer, and I have some things on it with the Facebook address and the Twitter address that I can give you. If anybody else wants one, come up.
Afterwards,
we'll give some of those away. Well, as I said, I got a few more things to say, but I'll say that to the end. So I'll introduce Paul Bynes here about the UK Cardcast podcast, which is an ongoing podcast that Paul produces. So take it away, Paul.
Before we talk about Cardcast, I should explain. Harry's mentioned their NSU Card Talk, which is a message board on the internet that you can find by going to the Non-Sport Update website. It's a very active message board, and they talk about all aspects of non-sport trading cards. There's trading sections, there's news, there's gossip, there's all sorts of stuff on there. It's absolutely free to join, and you're more than welcome to come on to Card Talk and talk about cards. Now, having given Harry yet another plug, he ends up with a plug in practically every episode of the podcast. UK Cardcast has been going for the last nearly 3 years, I think. Getting on for 3 years. The most recent episode is episode 22 that went on Wednesday. What I tend to do is interview people who have something interesting to say about the world of non-sport trading cards. We've had Harris on as a regular guest every so often. We also have artists on a regular basis. Both of our esteemed guests at the end have appeared on the show. We also talk to manufacturers, not alas Warner Brothers, otherwise I'd have been mentioning that on there. But we interview all anybody that might be of interest. It's completely free to download. Every episode is about an hour or so, and you can download it directly from iTunes, or we're on the website, which is cardcast.co.uk. There's a couple of other venues you can download it as well. It's on most of the various podcast directories. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. If you do a search on Facebook for UK Space Cardcast, you'll find us. We have a group there and also a fan page. And our Twitter ID is UK Cardcast. That's all one word, no blank spaces. I'm always happy to hear from anybody that has anything to say about non-sport cards. Whether that be from a collector's point of view, a manufacturer's point of view, any aspect of it. And if it's something that's interesting that you think might be of interest to other people, I'm more than happy to have you actually on the show. So if anybody's interested in that. Does anybody have any questions about... I assume everybody knows what a podcast is. Yeah. Sometimes I talk to people and say, oh, I do a podcast. What is that? But... the latest issue episode was number 22. In that one, I talked to regular contributor Don Norton about some of the recent autograph packs that have been coming out. A number of companies have been taking liquidated stock and inserting autograph cards in those and then selling those off. So you're guaranteed of getting an autograph card by somebody, usually from Inkworks, from their various sets. And in fact, those of you here who are interested in Supernatural, there have been some Supernatural autograph cards pop up in those sets. They're randomly inserted, but they're only available in America, I think. They're not available over here. We briefly discussed the whole issue of Inkworks shutting down the way it did. The other episode we got is a special episode that was produced in conjunction with Non-Sport Update magazine, and that was designed to promote the White Album book, which is a project coordinated by Russell Waltz, an artist, to which 13 artists of various types contributed images inspired by the music of the Beatles. Now, Mr. Tozer is going to be mentioning that he's selling this on his stand if you want to go back, but that's to give you an example of some of the artwork. These artists all have different styles. Some of them are photographers, some of them are photorealistic artists, some of them have a more cartoony style. But if you're a Beatles fan, then that's a really nice thing to have. And we have a half an hour with myself and Harris talking about that, how it came about, with some interviews with some of those artists who contributed to it. So.
Okay, anybody have any questions about the podcast? Well, as I said, we do have two artists here with us today. They can talk about the process of creating sketch cards and art for greeting cards with Patrick Hamill and Kate Bradley here. I don't know if you guys have anything prepared, but I know they're willing to take any of the artists. So does anybody have any questions about the creation process of greeting cards or sketch cards? Does anybody not know what sketch cards are? Let's start with that. Why don't you guys explain what a sketch card is?
Sketch cards, you know, as the next greeting cards after autographs are very popular on other sites. The company will also actually do sketches on the front cards and those are so those premiums like autographs, like questions. So certain companies use them more than others. Tops for the pieces are always set to come as sketch cards for those, or the rings sketch cards that are very popular. Some companies are trying to do sketch cards, which lends itself very well to the sketches. Companies like Imports, probably the reason why you haven't seen sketches for things like Supernaturals, Imports.
That's Kate and Patty, my also is perfect, my apologies.
The Star Wars set, if it's for a particular like Clone Wars, then it can only be characters that appear in the Clone Wars, and the likenesses as far as possible. You're not allowed to do any parodies. The props, so, like Lord of the Rings, certain actors have their own image rights. So if there were certain actors you weren't allowed to do because they had their own image rights and getting the cards passed would have been too difficult because it would have then had to go through the company and their agent, and so they said it was a lot easier just not to do those particular actors in those cases. And again, same sort of thing, you weren't allowed to do parodies, so an actor would be able to say in the Matrix or something, you couldn't do a parody of all those characters in the Matrix, something like that. Within the Overwatch universe. But after that, you've got pretty much freedom to do your own style, and you get a big variety of people to do some sort of realistic styles, like down to sort of cartoony comic book, like some sort of kitty trick, something that does the very sort of cutesy
edit that.
But this is Kitty Cooper's on a Star Wars parody cover for one of the special notes for Rocket magazines, and her style is a lot of people check particular if her style is for the artist.
Actually, on certain sets, especially in Marvel, you see that you have many different presentations, but you guys just have one of certain characters. Thank you.
What do you guys have coming up? How long does it take you guys to do, say, 100 frames?
Well, it could be usually a couple of hours on each car, which, can be a lot of time. Sometimes I would do the occasional cut systems for the tip last time, but mostly I like to do some color. Depending on which sets we're going for, we're going into the main house and run down the line, and all those cars are not coming. So that's what we're going to
websites you can, where people can see your work. I mean, you have a stand, obviously, at C3, and if anybody's interested in seeing some of Patrick and Kate's work, by all means, please do visit their stands at C3. They have work for sale, and I think they're also taking commissions on the table, and they'll do on the day. But do you have websites that you, that people can go online and have a look at your work?
It's kateradleyart.com.
Any other questions? Wolfie.
Hang on, Wolfie.
Hang on.
When you do sketches or sets, what are you doing? Is that it?
It really depends on the set. Certainly early written house sets, they were very limited when they did Star Trek sketches. Certain studios are more tight about their property than others, and Star Trek they had to go through a very lengthy process of getting those sketches approved. So we would submit, say, 6 sketches, 7 sketches, and then those would repeat, basically, because those were the only ones that the studio went through, so they would do repeats. But for other sets, or more recent sets, where you have freedom to do what you like, and you tend not to do too many repeats. If something is really, if it comes out nicely, and I think, yeah, people would like that, then I would do it again. Or if there's not a lot of material,
like the Filmworks movie set that we were doing. We were pre-released before it, and we sent, you know, certain stills from the movie, sent material to the state to look at, so there was a limited amount of material work from that one, so there may be more repeats from a set like that. It really depends on the property, whether they're very tight on what you can and cannot do, whether you can get more repeats.
I think it has to do with the standards of collectors. I started in 2007, and there were kind of repeats and repeats. You could have, like, literally light bulbs, you know, it's the same drawing, but not kind of 3 hours later, but whereas nowadays you don't see many at all, the repeats, because the decrease in the value of the sensor, the collector was interested in, and the standards are really high now for what they, I mean, still all the sketch form, but they pretty much want
It's a different process. I've done the repeater sketch before, and the board starts to set up a little bit, and you can see sometimes, I can tell sometimes at what stage I did the sketch because the line is different to it. You know, you start, it becomes daily. It's like the way if you get someone signing their autograph out there, the first one might be really nice and legible, and then it starts to deteriorate, you know, when you're trying to get them done. So, no, I wouldn't be really interested in doing it.
Good question, Luke. Can I hear it, Paul?
He hasn't done that.
I'm not a particular favorite that you've got from a set. My favorite is actually Marvel Masters 1, the first set that they came out with, because there were very few limitations. So I was able to draw superheroes in, like, as hockey players and things like that, and I thought it was really fun. And then as soon as we had the second set, it was like, kind of, you know, the approvals became very strict, so that set I really enjoyed it.
Probably Star Wars Galaxy 4 was my favorite because you had a choice of a whole gambit of the Star Wars movies, any characters from anything. It could even be from the comic books or from any of the... As long as it was canon in Star Wars, so you could do any character from any of the comic books that were canon, anything from... The only thing you couldn't do is pick up your own Star Wars character, basically. So there was a whole range, you know, you whole freedom of doing whatever characters and scenes or anything you wanted to do. So that was really great. I enjoyed that.
I did so much research for that set, because I had no films, but the comics is completely different world. But there were so many interesting characters, so it took a lot of research to
know what I guess the holiday special was really bad.
Yeah, the holiday special was really good.
Anything else, or?
Yeah,
all right, well, let's wrap it up then. I do have a few samples here to give away. I did want to say again, though, that we are set up out there. We are selling copies of our current issue. We have a special rate on subscriptions. If anybody is interested in subscribing, it's £27, where it's normally $60. So it's a pretty good special. We have some back issues that we're selling. We're selling our, as I said, our exclusive UK variant issue. We have the White Album for sale. We're also giving away some exclusive promotional cards that promote a couple of US shows. So if you stop over, we'll give you those. You can also get a third card from Kate at her table. And there you go. So I hope you stop over. Again, we're
in block C3. I think it's 8, 9, 3 and 4, the tables, but you'll see us. If you look for a silver star-shaped balloon hovering above us, we're under there. You'll find Harris is on one side and Kate and Patrick are on the other side. We're back to back.
Okay, and to give away today, we have just a few random promos that are in some packs here, we have some Twilight Zone cards and some other random cards you can find. There's also a Rolling Stone sticker in here that we're giving away. There's some Rolling Stone cards that were put out, and the manufacturer, his name escapes me at the moment. I think it was something like Who's On Tour was kind enough to give us some of these. So at the end here, we'll give these away. We're also giving away three packs of, what's the name of the series? We have the manufacturer back there.
Military trading cards from a company called Cult Stuff. These are a new promo card. Each one is hand numbered. There's a set of three. And
we should have a pack of these for everyone in the room. And
Cult Stuff very generously donated a whole load of these.
These are brand new. I think they were just done, barely, just to make this show. So anybody who wants any of these, come on up here. And we're happy to give you the cards as long as we have them here. And I should also point out that in one of these packs of the random promos, there's one rare...
A couple of years back, when the Thunderbirds movie came out, there was an exclusive promo that was only available to members of NSU's card pool. It was extremely limited. You couldn't get it anywhere else. One of these packs includes one of those cards. If you're extremely lucky, you'll find that card.
Thank you.
I'd just like to say, if anybody who is interested in Supernatural does get some sort of campaign organised to contact Warner Brothers, if they get in touch with me at the CarCast website, there's an email there you can use. I'll certainly mention it on the podcast, and I'll throw my support behind it for you.
Can I just say thank you very much in the face of all that noise, carrying on, well done.
We gave it
thank
a go. You, yeah.
That's really short, well done.
It was a bit loud, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think I like to do it. As a consumer.
Thank you.
You're welcome, thank you for coming.
I just can't find
thank you. I want the Rolling Stone stickers. I don't need Cult Stuff cards, I have those.
I'd say so.
I have that covered.
Have plenty of the military ones left?
What's that?
You're going to have plenty of the military ones left?
Probably.
So, you say you're doing a subscription?
Yeah, if you come to our stand at C3.
How many is it for? You know, I mean, how long a year?
There's six issues in a year, so you get a whole issue. It's every 2 months to come out.
Yeah, I've had a set up here, thank you. Okay. I'd like to defraud somebody else. No, it's all right. I managed to get it from bookshops, which when you can sort of get it
that's
to us, you know.
Yeah. So, no, this will come straight to you through the mail.
How many Supernaturals of the action release cards for Harris?
Oh, I don't give him one.
Thank you. Who wants Rolling Stones too?
I do, yeah.
What's the, how many series of Supernaturals?